The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 17 new COVID-19 cases in its update published September 21. Included in the new cases are 12 unvaccinated individuals, one partially vaccinated person, and four fully vaccinated people. There are three school outbreaks in the region. The latest was declared at W.H. Day Public School in Bradford, where there are two cases. On September 17, the health unit declared an outbreak at Alliston Union Public School. There are four cases there. On September 15, the health unit declared an outbreak at Fieldcrest Elementary School in Bradford. There are two cases there. The schools are still open, but the impacted cohorts have been instructed to self-isolate. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows. Collingwood, 1. One person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is linked to close contact. Springwater, 1. One person between 64 and 79 years old whose case transmission is linked to travel. Barrie, 8. Three youth under 18 years old, four people between 18 and 34 years old, and one person between 45 and 64 years old. Four cases are linked to close contact transmission, two cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and two cases are still under investigation. Innisfil, 1, one person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is under investigation. Bradford, 1, one person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Orillia, 1, one person between 35 and 44 years old whose case transmission is linked to travel. Issa, 2, one person between 18 and 34 years old, one person between 45 and 64 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 1, one youth under 18 years old whose case is outbreak related. Muskoka District, 1, one case in Huntsville. There are currently 186 active cases in the region. 9 people from Simcoe County are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,366 cases of COVID-19, with 12,921 of those cases recovered and 259 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,877 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 119 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,007 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 1,007 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 77.5% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine, and 84% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 26% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated, and 68.1% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 21. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Adj Tosarantio 220,215 the 2nd of September 14,1856 61.7%, Barrie 4,444, 235,124 the 2nd of September 22,871 77.2%, Bradford WG 2,188 2,124 38 the 1st of September 25,012 74.6%, Clearview 144 138 5 September 16, 958-71.1% Collingwood 266,255 The 3rd of September 18-1078-86.6% ESA 545,528-4 The 1st of September 22,261-79.2% Innisfil 1,313-1,273-18 The 1st of September 19-3,182-71% Midland 215,205 The 6th of September 17-1,174-81.3% New Tecumseth 1,606-1,563-18 The 2nd of September 19-3,793-74% Aurelia 355,341 The 8th of September 21,050-84.1% Oro Medant 244,237 The 5th of September 15-1,046.89.1% Penetanguishene 207,198 The 8th of September 14-2,148.84.4% Remara 120,116 The 1st of September 19-1,148.65.5% Severn 94.89.3 September 18th 627.60.6% Springwater 309,303.2 The 1st of September 21,442.84.7% Tay 128,123 The 2nd of September 18,141.83.9% Tiny 140,136 The 2nd of September 17,143.72.3% Wasaga Beach 304,291.5 The 1st of September 17,282.79.7% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.